Hey, Cara Stevens with M106.3 WGLM and Discover.com podcast. Today, we're going to talk to Brent from InHome Technologies, and it's going to be a good one. Stay tuned.
We would like to thank M106.3, WGLM, FM, M106.3.com. West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions is your local source for managed IT. Websites, design, and hosting. Check them out at WMTDS.com. At Business Growth Engine, Stephen and his team support businesses through automation and streamlined processes. Go to buildergrowthengine.com. DW Video transfers your home movies, slides, audio, and videotapes to digital. They produce and design websites, create business and social media videos, TV commercials, and family storytelling videos. Visit dwvideo.com to learn more. Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Cara Stevens.
How are you doing today, Brent?
I'm very good, thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad you're here. Yeah, thanks so much for coming in. Now, InHome Technologies could be a little of this and a little of that.
I think that's why I named my company InHome Technologies. I remember thinking that I have developed a skill set that covers a lot of different things. And so I thought I want the company's name to identify some of the things that I do. Hopefully that would cause a quick reaction for somebody. I want to mount a TV. InHome Technologies.
InHome Technologies. There's so many things that I was thinking that on the way here. So many different things that are technologically inclined these days in the home, and
right,
you can pretty much tackle all of them.
I go at the idea that if someone calls me and asks, hey, I've got this problem, can you help? That's the best approach. Because I have such a long list of things that I can help with. It's a lot of times it's just easier to have someone give me a call. But as far as the marketing that we've been doing recently, I thought that I would just identify some of the larger areas that I cover.
Sure.
Antenna work, home theater, surveillance. But I find myself doing all kinds of things and pictures to prove it. So
I find myself asking you as you just came into the studio,
right,
and said, yeah, I could probably hook things up a little,
yep,
bit differently and make things streamlined, I guess, as far as the production room and all,
sure,
the TVs and wires and craziness. So
yep. In the half hour, 45 minutes since then, I've already started planning and scheming.
That's like you said, too. I want to talk to people, develop a plan,
yep,
make sure it's cool with the people that you're dealing with, and
yep,
then go from there.
That's right. That way I can properly execute for an expected end.
Okay. Now, I know one of our listeners recently got an antenna from you.
That's right. I got a call. She said that she was a listener and heard my ad on the radio, mm-hmm, and said she needed some help with an antenna. So I stopped over to take a look. I do, in almost every case I can think of, for local customers, I'll provide what I call a site survey for no charge.
Okay.
I'm going to stop over and we'll take a half hour. We'll walk around. You'll tell me the kinds of problems you're having or what you're thinking of doing. And that way I've got something to go on besides a telephone call.
Sure.
I know what size your house is. I know, this might be a problem area. I should maybe try and work through this area.
Or let's talk about doing something else, because you're going to need to see everything. It's all circumstantial and every,
yep,
project's different.
That's right.
It's like client needs analysis, kind of like we do in marketing and sales. You know?
Exactly. You tailor to what your customer needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a lot of my business model. I realized at one point a long time ago that I didn't really start a business. I made a job for myself. And even though technically it's the same thing, it's different enough that I realized that what I'm doing is, first of all, something I love to do, so I don't work anymore.
Yep.
I like that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And number two, all I have to do is be available to help people. I've got this going on. Who do I call? Well, I'm a guy right in your own hometown.
Mm-hmm.
The only trouble was for 20 years now, it's just been word of mouth.
Sure.
And networking, you know,
mm-hmm,
you run across people and they tell a neighbor because they're happy with your work.
And when you're one person, that can be all you need.
Exactly. Because I do find, as you mentioned that, if I get too busy, that's when cut and dried me starts to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Or I run the higher risk of making mistakes, sure. You know, and of course, you know, you only got so much time in a day, and I sort of wonder how some people do it with 24 hours, you know.
Well, I won't give you any secrets tonight. Right now, I know you get on roofs and things like that, so yeah. We won't talk about that. Huh?
Sure, sure.
I like the whole fact that we decided to go with from roof to remote, because a lot of people, they're buying from different stores, or they're buying online, they get their product in the house, and they're like, exactly. Now what?
Yep. I call it Christmas morning. A lot of times I'll show up, somebody got a new TV. Hey, can't wait to get it put up. As long as I do it right and get it presentable exactly how they expect it, they are like kids at Christmas. Always happy,
yep.
Ready to tell their neighbors. And that's just been all of my marketing for 20 True. Years now.
Well, and it kind of shows for itself. You're still in business after 20 years. You're doing something right.
I must be.
You're That's making the customers
my
happy.
My father-in-law said that to me after about 5 years of working for myself. He says, well, most people can't make it as far as you've gotten so far. And here I am, what, 20 years later.
Congratulations, yeah. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I owe it all to my customers.
Yeah, and to a good system. I yep. mean, it sounds like you really, truly go in with the intention, I'm not going to start anything if it's not going
to
work.
That's right. You have to solve their problem. Otherwise, you're just another guy out there schlepping around, you know, for money.
Yep.
And I'm not like that. Yep.
So I just kind of want to go back to Billy again, because that's the, I guess, case study for us right now. Mm-hmm. So she gave you a call. You said you'd be there at a certain time. You looked at everything. Then you came back another day with everything and whipped it out.
That's right. Because okay. I don't typically stock a lot of the equipment.
Right.
So her antenna, you know, I made the purchase once she realized that's what she wanted to do. But I always let the customer, I give them a summary. Here's what I'm planning to do. We're going to mount there. I'm going to neatly dress your cable into the house, connect to the TVs, so on. If you've got TV runs, I'll hook them all up. No extra mm-hmm. charge. Why not? They're already there.
And you're already there. So why not? Yep. Sure.
So, so that my customer, Billy, in this case, has a good idea of what I'm going to be doing. Not still wondering. Okay, he says he's going to finish it, but now, you know, has some of the details.
Sure. And roadmap.
It usually only takes a few days to collect equipment. Mm-hmm. Amazon's great at delivering next day a lot
yes,
of times.
Yes, they are.
So once I get the equipment, or once I know I'm going to get the equipment, usually then is when I'll schedule with them.
Okay.
And then I, in almost every application, the charges are COD. Once I have completed, show them how their system works, get them good enough so that they won't have a whole lot of questions afterwards.
Right. I know how to turn it on. I know yeah. how to turn it off. I know how to get channels. I'm pretty good.
That's when we settle up.
I like that.
Yep.
And she was completely happy, I'm sure.
She seemed very happy. I gave her what she was looking for.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you can not be happy when you get what you're looking for.
Right. And no so. Add-ons and no, hey, let's do this, let's right. do that, let's do that.
Yep. Same number I gave her at the beginning is the number I collected at the end.
I think I could probably get her in the studio to do a testimonial for you, too.
Well, I'd love to talk to her again.
That'd be okay, huh?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
What made you decide to get into this business?
We, my wife and I, and the kids, left Lansing back in 99. Moved in next door to my father-in-law, built a house, and I had to transition from being a supervisor at a production facility over to now what do I do out here in the country? And so I remember I did a few things here and there, you know, some construction and this and that. When you're young, you can just go all day. But I started, I took an opportunity installing DirecTV satellite systems.
Okay.
And after a year or so of that, I got pretty proficient at it. And the boss wanted me to start putting in the internet DirecTV
okay,
stuff.
Yep.
So satellite internet. Well, when you're working with hooking up a satellite internet at somebody's house, that means you're reliant on their computer to show them that it's working.
Right.
And how many computers didn't work? And I'd struggle and wrestle them. And of course, I might have to go 15 rounds, but I am an undefeated champion.
Yes.
To this very day. Oh. And it's because of that, you know, you just don't stop until you get some solution.
Figured out. So you're kind of an investigator too. You're yep. like a Sherlock Holmes almost.
Yeah. I learned to pull cable doing that. I learned to neatly dress cable so that you look like a professional, not like the neighborhood teenager came over and
hooked it up for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And one thing just seemed to lead to another. Somebody wanted to know if I could do this or a company that I had an opportunity to work for. They do these things. And so, you know, over the course of time, you just learn. I've learned almost all the stuff that I know on the job or by the support and help of a mentor.
Sure.
One guy or another company or this or that.
What I find kind of funny, strange, ironic, I guess, everybody was wanting to get rid of the antennas a long time ago. Let's go get the cable and let's do this and let's do that. Now everything's so fragmented and you got to get every service and every service.
And antenna.
Like, nope, I'm not doing it anymore.
That's right. Antenna is a pretty good initial investment, low cost, and then you're not paying monthly for it. Plus, a lot of us folks that have been around, even when cable was new, we're still used to going to those channels.
We like our local stuff. Local news, local weather,
I did have a customer recently here who lives in an area that doesn't get really strong signals for a lot of the channels. And I ended up doing some work for him, but in the end, we didn't make a whole lot of upgrades. And I said to him, do you know that your new smart TV can pull in 150 channels off the internet? Is it connected? Well, yeah, it is. Well, let's take a look at that. And no charge there. And we added channels now.
That he didn't even know he was having
trouble getting some here. I said, at my house, that's what we've done. We've learned that if the antenna's struggling today on my favorite channel, well, we just bump over and look at, see what's on the other
one. What's on the other one, sure.
Yeah.
Sounds good for the pocketbook too.
You know, and I think he told me, good job. Thanks for talking me out of it. You know, the big antenna system, a tower, things like that.
But that's what you do. You know, you're not going
to. I'm there to help.
Exactly.
The making a living comes as a secondary thing because I don't work. I do what I love. I consider myself a problem solver. And I got to thinking about that. Problem solving is puzzles. And so I go and put puzzles together all day at somebody's lake house or, you know, out at the farm, or even I get into Grand Rapids and I do a lot of work with one of my close mentors in a company in Grand Rapids. The company's called Relevant Networks. And the two guys that own it I consider mentors. They've given me a lot of opportunities. They've increased the amount of things that I've been subject to, and because I have them to rely on to make sure that things go right, all of that understanding and that knowledge and experience has I take home as much pocketfuls of it as I can.
Oh, for sure.
And of course, they kid me about it, but I transfer that to all of my customers. They always want to know where their cut is.
It's a thank you. It's right here. You just mentioned it.
That's right. They're good friends, though. They're good guys over there.
Cool.
Yep. So I just thought I'd take the opportunity to shamelessly plug them.
Or say thank you to them because, you know, they're giving you enough knowledge to know that, yeah, I can get it going and I can fall back. If I don't know how to do it, I can just call somebody and figure it out.
I owe a lot of my ability to them. Yep.
Very cool. So thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Mike and Dave.
Mike and Dave. Thanks, Mike and Dave. Yep. All right. Well, do you want to take a quick break and then we'll jump back in and talk about maybe some security systems and some other things that you're doing?
Sounds great.
All right.
I'm here all day.
We'll be right back. Is that kind of what you were wanting?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're back. Back with Brent from In-Home Technologies. And we're going to talk about some of your security systems and things like that because first, we don't want fuzzy TV.
Right.
And we don't want intruders, or we just want to watch what's going on in the yard and find deer.
That's right. Yep. Got all of those different objectives from them people.
Sure. And I know, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I know you work with a really good security company because of your commercials. It's I see real time. And they have a heck of a warranty.
Never come across a warranty like they have. And that's what drew me to them. I see real time is a American company. One of the great things about it is that if I need support, I can call a telephone number toll free. And I'm talking to people down in Florida. I don't have to cut through the dialect issues and talking with someone overseas in the middle of the night.
And just an answer person. Well, I'll have them call you back.
Yep. So
you're on the job. You need to know now.
They're very helpful in order for me to complete a job while I'm on site too. So yeah, like you say, there's no callback or what they might have to wait in line a little bit for a while, but
customer won't mind as long as you're going to get the job done today.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But the main reason that I decided to become a dealer for that equipment, not only because they have a high quality standard, but their quality standard is so high that they are guaranteeing that minimum of 7 years, their equipment's going to work. Most of their equipment, I think, carries a 10-year warranty. Mm-hmm. That's an entire decade that they are going to guarantee their stuff is going to work for you.
And it transfers too, doesn't it? If you sell your house, doesn't it transfer?
Yes, because they know what the equipment is, and regardless of who owns it, it gets a 10-year warranty.
Okay.
Yep. And so I've found that if you install the right equipment from the beginning that lasts for a long time, you're, in a way, it is a little more pricey, I guess.
Upfront,
it carries
sure,
a little bit more of a price up front. But because it lasts so long, you don't have to get a new one every 3 years.
You don't have somebody calling you and say, oh, it's time for an upgrade. It's time for an upgrade and an upcharge.
Yep.
An upgrade and an upcharge. It always goes that way.
Yep. And a lot of times I can help folks over the phone because I can remotely access their system.
Okay.
I always ask permission when I'm through with the job, but it's always been a no-brainer.
Yes,
absolutely.
Please. Yes.
So that if there's anything wrong, I can just call you and you can click, click, click. And
They don't know how to get it. They don't want to.
Right. Yep.
Just fix it.
Yep, exactly. I even get calls from people, hey, I had something going on this weekend. Can you come over and dig it out for me?
Sure,
too, if you'd like, but it is pretty simple. So there to help. Again, what do you want me to do? I'm glad to help.
Now, I saw, switching gears again, going back to kind of the installs and things like that on your website, which is?
InHomeTechnologies.net.
Excellent. A barn door in the house that you...
Yep, I have a customer who I've done a lot of work for. Great people. They've got a place up in Petoskey, and they were remodeling a couple years ago. And she has real design. She's got a niche for it. And so she thought she'd found this barn door at a garage sale or something. She says, I want that on the wall, but I want to put the TV on it. Yeah. Can you do it? And I thought about it for a second, and I thought, well, wood door, wood wall, you know, what's the difference? Nothing. I drilled a hole in the back of the door, mounted the TV on there, and then just ran my cables through it to the outlet on the wall. And as you slide the door back and forth, the cables stay hidden behind the door.
That is so cool.
It was. I asked her, can I take
video?
Take
pictures, sure.
So she did. She videotaped me moving it back and forth. And I thought, I got to always have to show my wife, right? You know, hey,
that's first.
Yep.
And then put it on the web so everybody else can see.
Yep.
That's very cool. And again, just so you guys can go check it out, inhometechnologies.net.
Yep. Yep. The website I've just refurbished, updated. I finally put some effort into it because even though I'm a tech guy, I don't really, you know, do a lot with the website,
and
the Facebook.
They're totally different things, you know?
Exactly. Yep. Now, I know how to make them work, but for example, with Facebook, I had to update my profile a little bit too, considering we were going to do this. But I thought to myself, you know, the only Facebook I ever do is Marketplace, you know, me and all, every fella I know.
Buy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What can I buy for cheap now?
Online
what can
market,
I get?
So
look what I got today. Do you show your wife every time you buy something?
I must, yes.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Because you know she's going to watch this, right?
That's right. Yep. I already sent her the link. So
Excellent. Yep. So can you think of any of like a really outlandish, weird project that you've had or?
The TV was one. There was also, I thought I was kind of proud of myself when my wife challenged me to mount our TV. The TV typically sits in front of the staircase and then the wall, which has a window on it. And we've got a pretty open format, kitchen, dining, living. And we live in each one of them rooms, put equal time. So somebody's playing cards at the table, somebody's making popcorn in the kitchen, so on. We wanted to be able to pivot that TV.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought a nice stand for it. And of course it comes with legs, but if you put the legs on, it's not going to pivot anywhere. I took a ceiling mount, like you'd see at Myers when you walk in and the TV's hanging from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. I flipped it upside down, drilled a hole in the top of that brand new cabinet of hers and mounted that thing upside down. And it sits on there so beautifully. It clears my railing by about a half inch. and I can spin it just about 360 degrees.
That's cool.
I thought, hey, that's thinking outside the box.
That is too. Yep. And I mean, I'm going to say you kind of just gave your secret away, but not really, because it's going to be different for everything.
That's true.
You know,
and I thought it was a good example that if you've got a strange application and I can do that to mine, well, I ought to be able to come up with something that you like for yours.
Sherlock installer.
That's right. Yep. Make it happen.
I like it. Uh-huh. I like it. Now, you said you've moved from Lansing 20-some years ago.
Yep. Lansing area.
But in Montcalm County area, what do you like about the area?
The thing I like about Montcalm County, there's two things that always come to mind. First of all, the country living. When I was a young man, the city was where I needed to be. But when I found that perfect woman and we started to have family, I couldn't think of anything else but to get out of there. Mm-hmm. Well, she grew up in Montcalm County, went to school at Montebello, the Lakeview and Edmore area. Sure. And my father-in-law still lives up here. We visited him briefly when we decided to leave Lansing. And I always tell my friends, I said, my father-in-law, he gave me a chunk of his land and his best daughter because his other daughter is my nemesis. I also call her my wife's other husband.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway,
that's funny.
We moved up here, and one of the things that I found right off the bat was I love the dark skies at night. We're away from all of the cities, and in our backyard when the campfire's going, as long as it's clear out, it just sparkles.
It's just gorgeous, huh?
And then the other thing is that I really don't have any neighbors. When we lived in Lansing, we had a driveway between the houses. And I thought, you know, my kids, I grew up kind of out in the country. I didn't want the kids to be there. Neither did my wife. Well, now we've got about 2.5 miles before you get to any next population neighbor. out behind the house. So,
which again is why you need antennas out here.
Exactly. Yeah. So Montcalm County, good people. I've got good neighbors. I've gotten to know a lot of the business owners, mm-hmm. Six Lakes, Edmore. And I'm just very comfortable and satisfied here. Yep.
Very cool. Well, we welcome you and thank you for being here.
Great to be here. Glad to be part of it.
For sure. Did you ever play any sports? Do you hunt? Do you fish? Do you do anything like that around here? I know that's a big deal.
Not really been a big hunter and fisherman like all my buddies are. But I've played drums since I was about 3 years old.
Uh-oh.
And had a set of drums in the house ever since. Uh-oh. And so I suppose you could consider me a musician. Had a lot of fun with that, especially when I was a young man. But even when the kids got older, me and a couple of buddies have just always played together. And so a musician. I got the bug of aviation a few years ago, too. Bought an ultralight aircraft, flew that around a little bit.
Oh, cool.
Out in the country. You don't need a license for that or anything.
Okay.
But you better be smart enough because everybody can take off. But
it's the landing.
The landing separates the living from the injured.
Yeah, I can see that.
So those I kind of consider hobbies.
Okay.
And I got a couple of good buddies that one of them I consider a shade tree engineer. He can fabricate about anything, runs a CNC machine. So, you know, tell him, hey, can you make me one of these? Well, yeah, how many you want? You know,
I sense a theme.
Yeah.
You hang with problem solvers.
That's exactly
crafty
right.
Crafty people.
Yep. And, you know, some of my little crew and friends and stuff, between all of us, somebody's always got some end around, some way to keep from spending $15,000 and instead just spend $150.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not always pretty, but they're always effective.
Sure.
Every plan.
That's really all that matters.
We worry about design and aesthetics. And pretty afterwards. Yep. Yeah. First, let's make it work.
Let's make it work first, and then we can build around that. For
right.
Sure.
Yep.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it a lot. What else? Anything else you want to go over while we're here?
Well, I'm glad to be available for folks. Like I'd stated, I don't have to work for a living, and that's hard to achieve, I think,
it is.
In life.
And making people smile.
Yeah.
Because that's your ultimate goal, making them happy.
Christmas morning. Uh-huh. Everyone's always happy to write out a check when you've just provided exactly what they were looking for.
Under promise, over deliver.
That's right.
Yep, I like it.
So I'm just glad to be here, glad to be part of the community. It's a great area, and born and raised in Michigan, so I'm not going anywhere.
Heck yeah.
Yep.
Heck yeah. Go blue.
That's right.
All right.
And go green.
Just well, in and case. Go green. Just depends if they're playing or not.
That's together. Right.
Yeah. That's just no Ohio State.
No, thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in today, Brent.
Well, I'm great. Grateful to be here.
Once again, let's go over the website, maybe a phone number where people can get a hold of you if they want to get more information.
Yep. InHomeTechnologies.net is the website. And you can call the office 989-365-9560. And I'm glad that I get a chance to mention that if I'm not available, please leave a message. I will call you back, but I don't work in my office very often. I'm usually out at someone else's
house. And you have your hands full.
Yep. It's just me spinning all the plates.
So you're, I just want to be able to call you a Sparky because you're kind of an electrician, right?
Somewhat. I don't take on electrical opportunities because I'm not certified or properly trained for high voltage.
Sure.
But anything low voltage,
you'll touch it.
Give me a challenge. Yep. Yeah, I'll touch it. Wet your finger.
Excellent. Well, thank you again for coming in.
Yep.
Look forward to doing this again. And if you would like to see all the other ones of the Discover Montcalm podcast, you can find them on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. Oh, what else do we have? Pandora, Apple, iHeart, Space. Yep. I don't know. Just come to the studio. I'll put them on our website and we'll show you.
Sure.
And then everybody can see it. So thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again.
Connect and follow the Discover Montcalm podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Check out all our episodes at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. We look forward to featuring your business, community, nonprofit, events, and more. Contact Dwayne at 231-250-9624, 231-250-9624. Thank you for tuning in and following the Discover Montcalm podcast.